Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as 2024 begins to wind down, agriculture organizations are getting their policy roadmap in place for 2025, especially with Republicans headed back in control of Congress and President-elect Trump headed back to the White House. In CBA's Ethan Lane talked with me this week about what they're most excited about regarding all the changes headed for Washington, D.C.
Well, it's always an opportunity in a new administration, a new Congress, to kind of re-examine the direction these agencies are going. You know, obviously you see a freeze on ongoing regulatory activity. That's not going to break any hearts in cattle country after the last couple years of the Biden administration. So this is a good chance to kind of look at some of the misguided policy we've seen out of the Biden term, re-examine whether it's things that are even needed or if it's kind of, adventurism on behalf of the Biden team. We know that the Trump team's going to come in and I think hopefully address some of those more recent ones and start the processes on those rules that were finalized further back, whether we're talking about the BLM conservation rule, whether we're talking about some of the packers and stockyards rules that have been so onerous to a lot of producers around the country. There's going to be a lot of scrutiny on all of that.
Again, that was the NCBA's Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.